You're listening to the Fast Vision Podcast for October 21st, 2009. Welcome to the show. I'm John Wheeler, and this is the Fast Vision Podcast, nuclear news in 2 minutes or less. It's 9 o'clock at night, and I'm on an Amtrak train heading north out of Washington, D.C., where I attended an awe-inspiring inaugural Thorium Energy Alliance conference. What a great event. I learned a lot about thorium as an energy source and about the various kinds of reactors that might take advantage of thorium's unique properties, its amazing energy density, proliferation resistance, safety, and suitability for low-cost reactors that could be assembly line produced and deployed around the world. So here I am, sitting on the train, reading the news on my BlackBerry, watching the news come across Twitter, when a story from the New York Times almost made me scream out loud. I'm not kidding. If I was at home and not on a train full of sleeping passengers, I'd be screaming at my BlackBerry in frustration. Here's the deal. The United Nations recently formed a new agency called the International Renewable Energy Agency, whose goal is to encourage development of renewable energy around the world and to foster sharing technology between developed and undeveloped nations. Essentially, it's an international trade association promoting mostly wind and solar energy. So you might say, no big deal, right? Let them do their thing. Well, wrong. The United States just signed on to the group in July, and under UN rules is now required to foot the bill for 22% of the new agency's operating expenses. That means the U.S. taxpayers are on the hook to pay $4 million per year now, and that's expected to grow to $11 million per year within the next few years. So let's get this straight. We're paying between $4 and $11 million per year during the worst economic recession in decades to deploy unreliable, intermittent energy sources that can't operate without ongoing massive government subsidies. Developing nations don't need high-cost intermittent energy. They're desperate for reliable baseload energy. Okay, so $11 million is not all that much money in the grand scheme of things. But in my mind, it's throwing money down a rat hole. If these nations can't afford to buy wind turbines and solar panels on their own, how are they ever going to be able to afford to subsidize their operation and maintain them? Either we'll continue to subsidize them for years to come, or the turbines and solar panels will go idle. The other thing that really got me going was the statement by the new agency's boss, Helene Pelosi, a French official. When asked if IRENA, as the new agency is known, would hold a pro-nuclear policy, she replied, IRENA will not deal with nuclear energy, simply because it is not renewable. Nuclear and renewable energy have nothing to do with each other. Well, Ms. Pelosi obviously is not keeping up with the times. If she'd listened to This Week in Nuclear, episode number 74, she would know that nuclear energy is in fact renewable because it can be naturally replenished and is virtually inexhaustible. Her position so violently opposed to nuclear energy exemplifies just how scared the renewable energy providers and investors are of nuclear energy. They know that renewables can never compete on a level playing field with low-cost, safe, reliable, carbon-free nuclear energy. Okay, well, I'm glad I got that off my chest. Time to stare out the window and contemplate how we'll get liquid fluoride thorium reactors deployed to save planet Earth. That's it for the Fast Vision Podcast. This is John Wheeler. Have a great nuclear day.